Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for being with us here on a Saturday morning. Dan Zhang, really bucko talk as it's a little overcast, but I think we're going to be okay, hopefully, to get back out on the field at PNC Park, which had to have been a lot of fun, albeit inter-squad scrimmage. Luke Maley goes deep. Joe Musgrove, Trevor Williams able to get off the mound over the last few days, and the Pirates are inching towards a opener on the 24th, but we just heard that there's going to be some preseason games, if you will, against Cleveland, a couple here at PNC Park, and one at Progressive Field. So that's always good news, as it's going to be here before you know it, as we make our way back to the fan hotline brought to you by the Workers' Compensation law firm of Hall & Capitas to check in with Rick Eckstein, Pirates hitting coach, joins us again here on the program. Rick, we appreciate you stopping by. Welcome back, and well, how's it going? It's got to be just exciting to be back out on the field here, essentially a week into things.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, thank you for having me on. It has been. It's been a good start to our spring training number two, the Deuce, and we're, you know, taking each day and getting ready.
Has everybody come back as in as good a shape as they have been and really on point as you would like to them have been, Rick?
Yes, I've been pleasantly surprised. The guys have come back in great shape, ready to go, mentally, physically. During the quarantine time when everyone was at home, you kind of thought about how they were going to, you know, keep their bodies in tip-top shape. But each one of our guys got creative and found a way to come into camp and be physically ready to go. And so we're just, you know, being very mindful of the build-up process right now and looking forward to getting ourselves ready for the opening day.
Rick, as we look back at Brian Reynolds' season a year ago and what maybe he's anticipated to do, Derek Shelton told reporters yesterday, and understandably so, this is somebody who's not going to be able to sneak up on anyone. He's going to be on everybody's radar this year. What adjustments or what does he need to anticipate going into this year as, for lack of a better term, a marked man?
Well, just what you're saying is people are well aware of who he is now, especially as a hitter. And, they're going to have an attack plan that probably borders on what their research is telling them, because coming into last year, there really wasn't a book on him. Now there is. And so, Brian's, a very talented young man and a very heady young man. And so making those adjustments and talking through some of that, he's been very inquisitive and up for the challenge. So, I like where he is mentally when it comes to stuff like that. And, he prides himself. He doesn't allow himself to get too high or too low, and he just stays focused on what he can control, and he goes out and does what he knows he can do.
Is Brian Reynolds a unicorn in this league, the way that hitters tend to go, Rick? He seems like he's a complete anomaly compared to, again, what the standard or what's in vogue from what you see from Major League hitters.
Yeah, Brian is very mature. I mean, when you're talking with him and dealing with him and how he, you know, goes about his day, and the way his mind works, he's very mature in every aspect. He carries himself as if he's been in the league a long time, and he's very respectful of his opponent, so he prepares, and he doesn't let any little things, any short-term failures or anything like that kind of derail what he knows he's capable of doing, and he's very mindful of making great adjustments. So that's really the impressive part about Brian is just, you know, how advanced he shows when he's doing his work and talking and communicating with his teammates and the coaching staff. And so he's an impressive young man.
Why do you think that he has a place in today's game, or he's had the success that he's had? Because, Ricky, I think you would have to concede that relative to the lion's share of major league hitters and maybe what their approach is or where the game has trended, he has sort of zigged when everybody else is zagging. So what do you make of that in and of itself?
No, I mean, everybody has their own strengths and their own talents, you know, and Brian has many, many skills that he brings to the table. I mean, he runs very well. He defends the field very well. He even showed last year that he can play center field, in a very special way. He's very versatile. He's a switch hitter. He hits for average. He knows the strike zone. He's showing some power and, you know, so it's like, you know, he has a chance to be a really total complete player, and that's exciting to see him blossom. And let's, you know, see if we can truly maximize what Brian's skill set says he has the potential to be.
So when I ask the questions that I do, Rick, maybe am I a little off base from the standpoint that we sense that the game has had this tectonic shift in the manner in which hitters approach things, or has that been overblown and guys like Brian Reynolds are maybe more prevalent in this league than we think?
Well, you know, offense has definitely changed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, what, just as recently as two seasons ago, it was more strikeouts than hits for the first time ever in the major leagues. And so people have morphed to a swing pattern that, you know, tries to get the ball in the air, but that usually and generally leads to more swing and miss. You know, and Brian has really kind of stayed true to who he is, and he's a high contact guy that when he's in the right position, he can go line to line from both sides of the plate. And with that being said, I keep thinking about each individual player and what they can do, and Brian can do a lot.
And that's why I bring up the questions that I do with Rick Eckstein here, the Pirates hitting instructor, our guest live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. There's not a lot of Brian Reynolds out there, are there? I mean, relative to the game, I mean, I'm sure there are some, but for the ones doing it the way that he's doing it, as well as he's doing it, it's a pretty cool, special thing that the Pirates have going on with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's tremendous. You know, in many ways, he's tremendous. You know, we're talking about his physical traits and his skill sets, but, you know, even off the field when he's in the clubhouse and you know, how he, you know, carries himself in there and affects his teammates, you know, Brian is special. And I don't want to, you know, kind of compare him against other players. I just know that there's a lot inside of Brian, and Brian's focused on bringing out the best that he has inside of himself and, you know, showing the world what he can do.
And do you have to be, and not necessarily specific to Reynolds, but maybe just any hitter in this day and age, because what you described, Rick, of the way that the game is going and essentially what guys are paid on and the shift that we've seen, is it difficult to be a Brian Reynolds in this league as a major league hitter in this day and age? In other words, is it risky? Do you really have to kind of go out on a limb and not fall victim, for lack of a better term, to maybe peer pressure to change and adapt and morph into what is in vogue in the league right now?
Yeah, I think Brian, you know, really doesn't allow you know, maybe a changing scenario, one of which where, you know, let's just say, for instance, power, like, oh, you know, we've got to hit more home runs, and then we might sacrifice some of his other skill sets or traits. And I'm just a big believer that guys, as they mature, you know, when you teach a swing or you talk about a swing that's very direct to the hitting area and you're talking about high contact and hopefully minimal strikeouts, and, you know, once they understand this is my stroke, now they position their body in the box in a way that, you know, allows that high contact stroke to lead to more power without sacrificing the ability to make contact, you know, because when you're facing certain guys in the league, you know, the way they move the ball around and they mix their pitches, you know, it's, you know, sitting up there going, oh, I'm going to take him deep is, you know, probably not the best approach, because they have the ability to move the ball around as well as they do. And I think Brian has the best of both worlds. I think he knows when, you know, he needs to shorten up and be a tough out, a tough at bat. And then other times he's able to leverage some balls because he knows he's going to get good pitch to hit in his area. And, you know, it's just he's got a great mind on his inside of him, and he knows how to think and keep himself in an optimal position. And, you know, he's an exciting player to work with. I can't say enough great things about him.
So let's then talk about another guy who I'm assuming that you're excited about, not only because he has a clean bill of health, but by all accounts he's looked pretty good here. Spring training 2.0, he's put on a little bit of a show from what we understand, Gregory Polanco. Why is this year potentially different for Gregory Polanco? And you mentioned as guys mature, they sort of morph into some things, and Gregory Polanco, I think, is at that point in his career.
He absolutely is. You know, this is the first time for me to see Gregory at a point to where you feel like he's totally healthy. Last year he came back and he tried to, you know, get back in it, and you know, we saw some setbacks and just didn't really seem like he was at full strength, by and large. And this year you get the sense that he is. And, you know, I just absolutely love Gregory Polanco. The way he's gone about his business, through the injuries and really worked hard to get himself back. In the cages right now, when we're working and talking, and he is so engaging in conversation when it comes around how he's feeling and what he's doing and what he's trying to do and how we talk about his approach and his swing, he's on point. And I'm really excited for that, because I feel like he's as close as he's ever been to being the Gregory Polanco that I think everybody was dreaming about in his earlier years. And to this point, I'm very excited where he is. It's very exciting to think that he's going to impact our lineup on a potential everyday basis. And we're just working and being very mindful of making sure that build-up process is good, so we don't see any more setbacks, you know, not only from the injuries that he had, but just, you know, he hasn't been on the field in over, you know, a year and a half or whatever it's been. So just making sure, you know, and Shelty's been great talking to us and communicating all his, you know, thoughts towards, you know, how many innings we play and how that build-up process would look. And Gregory's responded very well.
Rick Eckstein is with us, a Pirates hitting coach. As it pertains to Polanco, what fuels your excitement most, Rick? What have your eyes shown you? What adjustments has he made that, again, has fueled your excitement and optimism for this season for Gregory?
Well, the easiest way for me to describe it is you see the explosiveness. You know, he's back impacting the baseball, and then, you know, day after day as he showed up, it's like the layering of a mature hitter continuing to build that layer. And he shows up every day and he's taking another step. And that explosiveness is the one thing that I can say that is what you're seeing now, day after day. And that for me is a sign of health. And that's exciting. And he's physically a monster. He's in great physical shape. You know, everything that, you know, you would imagine about a big physical right fielder, he is. And, you know, the health component and how he just smiles every day because you know he's feeling good. We're just looking forward to him impacting our lineup.
Rick Eckstein, Pirates hitting instructor, is with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A couple of guys that, if you look at some of their numbers, right, you dive a little bit deeper, 2019, that year probably could have been forgotten about for a number of reasons, Rick, but amongst that season came some really good success stories that folks haven't talked about a lot. Jacob Stallings, for the sample size of plate appearances and the adjustments that he was able to make with his swing, really yielded some fruitful results. Does he get enough credit for his offensive prowess at the plate and subsequently his production?
You know, whether he got enough credit or not, I don't know. I know he did from me, because I know the adjustments that he made and the growth that he has gone through and has kind of impacted us. You know, Jacob is a tremendous leader. He's an outstanding catcher and pitch framer and game caller. And then the last piece to the puzzle for him was, could we bring the bat around to kind of match, you know, the defensive skill sets, and he did that. And, you know, the thing that I'm most impressed about Jacob is that he's taken that next step in his career. He's, you know, confident in his abilities. The guys totally respect and respond to him in such a positive way. You know, it's just exciting to see the growth that he's made. And we're looking forward to continuing to take that next step to where, last year it was a small sample, and this year it looks like he's going to get a chance to get a good amount of reps and build off of that. So, Jacob has been a pleasant, I think, surprise to everybody that he was able to make that adjustment and jump, and I think that we're going to get a chance to see a little bit more of it this year.
What about Colin Moran, Rick? What's the next step for him to elevate his game?
Well, Colin, so going all through last year, we spent a lot of time together, and we got to talk a lot. Going into the off season, we talked about some, you know, technical adjustments to his swing positionally and how to free himself up a little bit. And he came back to spring training in great shape and started to show some of that. And we kept then being back together again, we grew with some of our concepts. And over the break, I couldn't have been more proud of Colin Moran, because we stayed in contact over the phone. We talked a lot about, you know, what was that next stage and what did it look like and what did he need to address. And he did that. And he's come back. And, you know, if you were at the park watching his batting practices and how he's able to impact the ball, and he's, you know, leveraging it in a way that has been just eye-opening. Now it's coupling that with when he steps in the box, is allowing his mind to bring out that inner monster, because it's there. And Colin is learning how to be able to make sure that his mind is in the right place that allows his skill set, his skills and his overall, you know, impact of the baseball, you know, show up every day, night in and night out. And last year I thought we made some of that growth where he was able to impact the ball a little bit better. And we also learned how he needs to think and how he needs to go about his game planning and how he needs to continue to think about moving forward. And so from that standpoint, I'm excited to see Colin heading into this 60-game season, because I think if it comes together, I think he's going to show people who the real Colin Moran truly is.
As we wrap up with Rick Eckstein, Pirates hitting coach, a final thing for you. I know Ke'Bryan Hayes is not with the team right now, and I'm not sure what the plans are for him in 2020. Having said that, obviously, a bright young prospect, plenty of potential. We know the glove can play. The bat probably needs to catch up a little bit. What's the next step in his development? What are the boxes that he needs to check to become, at least at the outset, of his major league career, a serviceable big league hitter to then develop from that point on?
Right. I think the biggest thing is everybody knows he defends third base very well, that he's an elite defender, and that, we've had some time to be able to talk about his offense and make some adjustments in spring. And he responded very, very positively and well. There is a hitter inside of Key Brian Hayes. It's there, and now it's time for him to really grow with his, whether you want to call it a new process or adjustment. He needs to, put that into play day in and day out and grow with that and conduct his at-bats with that new adjustment, if you will. He was very exciting to talk with and work with. He's explosive. He's a tremendous human being. I mean, his father is a tremendous baseball man, and he gets to pick his brain, I know for sure. But at the end of the day, it's again that next growth step with the bat. And when that does come, then we'll be able to see his impact at the major league level.
Well, looking forward to all of it. Some exciting stuff ahead, Rick, and we'll have you back on the air to kind of discuss maybe what this year is going to be like once we get it off the ground and we hit the ground running. Until then, stay safe, continue the great work, and we'll be following from afar. Looking forward to the 24th against St. Louis.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
That's Rick Eckstein, Pirates hitting coach. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back on Bucco Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.